It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Bruce Henry. On Saturday, January 18th, Henry is leading a concert at the Dakota titled Everyone Under the Sun, a celebration of unity and love. Bruce, welcome back to Jazz 88. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Sean. Good to be back.
Now, Bruce, when you texted me the flyer for the show, you got Martin Luther King Jr. on the flyer. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is a couple days prior. His holiday is a couple days after. Is this concert explicitly inspired by Martin Luther King Jr., or is that just kind of a point of departure for the concert in general?
I'd say it's a point of departure. We will definitely acknowledge the holiday and some of the themes of Martin Luther King, some of his words, some of his spoken words, songs were inspired by him. But that won't be the entire theme of the concert.
Now, the theme of the concert is a celebration of unity and love. So when you're working on a piece like this or on a concert like this, and, you know, MLK Jr. can be a point of departure, where else are you going to try to make sure that you're celebrating unity and love in the way you want to?
Well, that's always been a theme for me, is to use music. I mean, use music to build community, to bridge gaps, to unite people. It's ever since the first band I ever led was called the African American Cultural Center Ensemble. And that was our thing. It was about inclusion, diversity, and using the power of music to unite and inspire people. So that's always been my passion.
Now, I wanted to ask a little bit about how a leader and frankly, an amazing stylist like Martin Luther King Jr. might impact you or other players in the band. And I think the word stylist can sometimes sound negative, like you just go, oh, he's no content. I'm not going there with him, okay? I'm just saying. I know about drummers who would play along with his speeches because of how truly refined his sense of rhythm was and how compelling mm-hmm. he was, even if he wasn't given mm-hmm. melodic shape, that it was just a truly amazing relationship to language and to phrasing. So I was wondering, both for your journey as a vocalist or perhaps just interpreting the way you've heard other musicians connect with his legacy, on the style side, where do you connect with MLK Jr.?
Well, I definitely connect with MLK Jr. because MLK Jr. connects with very old Black African-American traditions. So when he speaks, he uses a sing-song pattern and rhythms and improvisation and lyrics, and those things are they're part of my DNA. That's how I grew up, listening to countless preachers in the country, in the city, who had similar patterns. So that sing-songy is almost spoken, almost sung speech. That inspires me very much.
Well, it is. I appreciate what you're saying, and I completely connect with that as well. And there's so much to be learned, obvious from the content of Martin Luther King Jr., but definitely a lot to be learned from the style as well. And with a celebration of unity and love, which is happening on January 18th over at the Dakota. It, you know, Bruce, I don't want to act like in 2015 we didn't need a celebration of unity and love, or in 1997 uh-huh. things were uh-huh. all good. But uh-huh. it seems like there's always a need for this, a need to throw underliner on the value of love mm-hmm. and unity. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get tired? Do you ever feel like I've been pushing this message for a long time, and it seems to be sung louder each and every year? Does your spirit get exhausted, or do you come back with that enthusiasm to keep on sending this message out in your performance and in your life?
Yeah, my spirit does get exhausted momentarily. Mm. And then I remember what is the only tool, the best tool I have for helping inspire and helping to change the world. The best tool that I've been given is music. And so I always come back to that after, what's going to happen? What are we going to do now? You know, I come back to the one proven thing that I do know is, and people tell me this over the years, is that when I perform, it inspires them, it empowers them. And they feel like even though, you know, I'm not necessarily singing about any from any religious background, but people say, oh, that felt like a spiritual event. Right. Those are the words of the people I perform for. And so, and that's my intention. When I sing, my intention is to build and to empower. So I can't allow myself to be discouraged, and I'm not ignorant of history or politics or anything like that. But, you know, I got to get these words out of me while I can. So anytime, any season, whoever's in political power, whatever country, whatever audience, that my message remains the same.
Well, there's always room for that message, and thank you for resting your soul and your spirit and ability to share some of that spirit you have with us. Because what you hear from your listeners is what so many of us feel, that you have a special gift to inspire when you're up on stage. So thank you for using it for good. Bruce Henry is leading a concert called Everyone Under the Sun, a Celebration of Unity and Love on Saturday, January 18th. Bruce Henry, safe travels to the Twin Cities, and thank you so much for chatting with Jazz 88.
Thanks so much. Look forward to coming back home.